This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of November 12th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. In the studio with me, Miss Brianna Burrell, Miss Alabama. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Greg. How are you?
Well, I am. If I could sit on my hands, I would be doing better because I have to be really careful about getting so excited because I'm just blown away. Because I say it every week, everybody knows I'm the dirty dish towel that sits in the seat. And I just sit back in amazement at what God does with this show because I'm not worthy of it.
Wow.
But for some reason, I get to sit here and have the best seat in the house.
Wow. I love that. I love to hear that. Wow.
Well, I know who you are. I mean, you are Miss Alabama.
Yes.
You are on everybody's schedule to be everywhere all the time. But who is Miss Brianna Burrell? Where did it all begin?
Yes. Well, I am a native of Mobile, Alabama, so that it's at the very southern coast, about 30 minutes from the beach. So I always grew up there, going to the beach with my family and friends. I grew up in church. My dad's a pastor. My mom's a minister. I would probably say I'm a third-generation minister because my grandparents were ministers as well. And I'm just someone who is exploring life and all the goodness that fulfills it. As you said, I am Miss Alabama 2023, and I'm super grateful for this blessing and opportunity just to explore the state, represent it, and serve it through my community service, but also share my journey of faith and my testimony to inspire and encourage those people, not just with what I say about the gospel, but how I live. And make that impact through connecting and making relationships throughout the state. And it's been a journey so far. Many people, they ask, did you do pageants growing up? And when I say no, they're taken aback. Like, what? Because you just seem like this has been your thing all your life. But the thing about life and plans, you can have your own plans, but God always has the final say, and is that last loop-de-loop that throws you and turns your life upside down, but in a good way. And so here I am about 2 years into the organization of Miss America organization, and I'm Miss Alabama 2023. It blows my mind every day, but I am grateful that this is the new reality that I'm living in.
And you had to make a big move. How was moving away from home for you?
Yes. So it was, I won't say it was difficult, but it was bittersweet because, you know, home is where my family is, where my friends are, and it's just everything that I've known my entire life. But I've also been one who travels and seeks out, you know, outside of the borders and the bubble that I grew up in. And it's been an amazing journey so far. I've moved to Birmingham now, centrally located to every part of Alabama. And I'm loving exploring the city and meeting new people, but also being able to cultivate my own community and who Brianna is outside of her hometown. And it's been a great journey so far. I've traveled almost 4,000 miles across the state in every direction, north, south, east, and west. And when I get to go back home and tell my mom and dad about the stories and laugh with my brother about the experiences that I have, I see that's the next journey, that's the next level. I had to leave to experience this, to come back and share, you know, who Brianna is outside of what they've always seen.
I love that because that's kind of the story of Jabez, yes. You know, where he walks out of the city that he was comfortable with, mm-hmm. You know, that the Lord had prepared him in. Then he had to walk out of the city into what he had for him, the next step in life.
Yeah.
Well, all right, we'll come back because I'd love to talk about some of those stories or maybe one that may stand out in your travel that sticks out in your mind.
All right, we'll do.
We'll be back with Miss Alabama right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us, Miss Brianna Burrell, Miss Alabama.
Hello.
Well, Miss Brianna, we learned a little bit about who you are, where you came from, and a little bit about why you're here today. And you mentioned in it that 4,000 miles all across this great state of Alabama, which to me, I'm biased, is the best state. I mean, I've lived in Florida, Georgia, Texas, and
all the southern states.
Alabama is it. Yeah. It's the people here mm-hmm. that make it what it is. Well, in your travels, you've gotten to you met a lot of people.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is there a story? Is there a person that you've met that stood out in your mind?
Yes. It was just a couple of weeks ago, and I was at the Centerport Chamber of Commerce. I was speaking and telling my story and journey there, and I performed a vocal performance as well. And after the event, one person came up to me named Miss Kathy, and she began to share her testament of faith. And she said that she followed me through my first year at Miss Alabama. And my song that I sung was Alabaster Box by C.C. Winans. And it talks about the woman who poured the oil in worship despite cultural, you know, and societal standards. She took that moment to worship, and she was remembered for that act of faith. And Miss Kathy shared with me how she had never heard that song, but she understood the message and the pull of the gospel that was tugging at her heart. And from that moment, she began to play that song because she was going through chemotherapy. Mm. And that song helped her through those tough moments, through those moments where she was battling some very serious health crises. And my eyes begin to water as she's telling this story, because it was that moment that I realized that it's not about me, it's not about the crown, it's not about the sash, but it's about the words and the life that I live through the gospel that is going to touch those hearts and impact the lives of people who meet me, who don't meet me, who just see me. And that's something that I want to be remembered by, just like that woman who lived in an act of worship and was remembered for it. I want to live in an act of worship and be remembered for it, where that is what changes lives. And as she was sharing her story, I'm like sitting there getting emotional. And so I'm thinking, I hope she doesn't think I'm like weird or anything, because I'm crying and I haven't met her. And so she just said, I want to thank you for being unashamed of spreading the gospel, but also making the differentiation between a motivational message and scripture. Because that's what we need. Motivation, inspirational words, they can be fleeting. They can change just as that person who speaks changes it. But it's something about scripture that it never changes, yet it's always relevant to whoever is reading it, whenever it's being read. And so that's something that I'm inspired to do throughout my year of service as Miss Alabama, to inspire people with a joy and a love and a peace that's concrete, that's unshakable, unmovable, that can push them to the next thing. And that reminds me of my favorite scripture, Romans 8, verses 18. For the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And it just reminds us that it's not about how we start, it's all about how we finish. And God is one who redeems, and he makes messes into masterpieces. So it doesn't matter what you've done in the past or how ugly that start was. God can always turn something ugly into something beautiful. And if everyone can just get some type of encouragement from that, then I've done my job.
You've done your job.
Yeah.
Because off mic in the studio is Miss Mackenzie Price, and she'll be on the show here in a few weeks. But I asked you to come on this show, not because you're Miss Alabama. I saw you, and there was something that told me, and it's the Lord, that said you need to meet her because of who you are. And you just have this, the Lord is with you. The Spirit is upon you, and it shows. It shines through you. And you know, one day that sash won't be there, that crown won't be there, but I know who you will be when it's not. And we have to have this generation needs leaders.
Yeah.
And it's funny about being a leader, because you think a leader is this strong person that's up in front, but the Lord's in front. Mm-hmm. we just deliver the message to the others. Yeah. Yeah. And when you go out in the platform that you have, you're absolutely right that if you tell the truth, and that is the word of God, then it's not wrong. You can't be wrong. Because we can change words. I mean, we can formulate it however we want to. Mm-hmm. And the Bible warns us about that. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And so if you share that with people, you've done what I call, it's the Great Commission.
Yeah.
It's what the disciples were sent out to do.
Yeah.
And we're just years ahead of that. And I'm thankful that God has picked you to be one of those to travel all over this great state, and it's giving you the platform of Miss Alabama to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm forever grateful. It's something that I didn't see in my plans, but I'm so glad God put it in my path. And it's more than words can say, but I see how the moments and the experiences I had growing up prepared me for this moment. And I'm just forever grateful that he chose someone like me to be a vessel to flow through.
Well, they couldn't have picked anybody better. And we'll be back with more Brianna Burrell right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you're having a good day today. I hope you're getting up this morning and getting your coffee, getting your shake, whatever you do to get going, but I hope you're going to church this morning, because that is where we need to be, around a body of believers. And I hope you're going to a church that a pastor stands in the gap and is not ashamed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the studio with me, I am still blown away. I'm amazed. Miss Brianna Burrell, Miss Alabama, sitting in here, and across, not on the mic, like I've said before, another superstar that probably doesn't want any credit for anything she does or who she is, but she's a superstar too, Miss Mackenzie Price. She's over there giving me this mean look, but she'll have her chance here in a few weeks.
Yes. Oh, yes. I can't wait to hear that.
Well, Miss Brianna, you've kind of answered this question. But how is God, how when you sit back and you look at your journey, how do you see God moving in it?
Wow. I was speaking actually a couple of weeks ago, and I formed my speech on the phrase that God likes jigsaw puzzles. And I saw eyebrows like, okay, where is she going with this? But I promised them that I had a point. And jigsaw puzzles are usually very time-consuming and sometimes frustrating if the pieces don't fit. And depending on how many pieces there are, it takes up a lot of space. And that was the main reason why God likes jigsaw puzzles, because he spent time with us. He's known us before, you know, we were ever in our mother's womb, before our mom ever met our dad. And from the beginning of time to now, he's been spending time with us, cultivating us, forming this purpose that is designed uniquely for us. No matter how disobedient or how frustrating we have been in our lives and in our choices, he still remains with us. He proves himself to be Jehovah Shammah, always there with us. Mm. And no matter how complicated or complex we may think we may be, he still finds time to want a relationship with us and develop a relationship with us, because he designed us to be complex and to occupy and fill up and shine in every room and atmosphere and community that we enter. So I could sit here and say that God likes jigsaw puzzles, because I see the moments and the puzzle pieces in my life that he's put together. You know, he's spent times with me where I've been by myself and I felt like I was alone. He's been there with me in my ups and in my mistakes and in my messes, and he's turned them into something beautiful. And he's shown me where I can shine and occupy every room because he's with me. His glory flows through me, and I'm grateful to be a vessel to allow that to happen. And now I see those puzzle pieces of my life forming and the things that I didn't understand at times, looking back retrospectively, I see it was him putting the piece together. It was him putting the puzzle pieces together. And though I felt like he might not have been there because it wasn't going how I thought it should have been, I see why you did it like this. I see why I went through that. I see the revelation and the knowledge that you wanted me to gain and grow through that. And so I can testify that he's always there, no matter how low in the valley you may be, no matter how high on the mountaintops you may be. He is always with you, and there's no place that you can go, nothing you can do or nothing you can say that will remove you from his love and his presence. And if you feel like you've gone too far, just turn around. He's right there. And so I'm grateful to have that relationship and have that testimony that he's always there, no matter what. He is always there. And he's with me right now on my mountaintop as Miss Alabama. Because earlier I said, you know, this is only my second year competing in the Miss America organization. And so when I first decided to compete in this, you know, I was 23 years old, so that was kind of late in the game. I didn't have much pageant experience because I didn't grow up in this organization or doing pageants. And so I'm like, why now? Why me? What am I supposed to do? And again, he was like, do you trust me? Do you trust me? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I trust you. You're going to be here with me every step of the way. All right, I trust you. And it's that moment of letting go and letting God, where I can see he is who he says he is, and he does what he says he does, and he was with me every step of the way.
Wow, I just need to give you this seat right here. You want a Sunday morning show?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I don't know. Maybe. Do you guys want a Sunday morning show with Miss Alabama? What are we going to talk about?
Like we do now, just off the hip. Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Do you have one more segment? Do you
sure.
have time?
Sure, yes,
okay.
Of course.
All right, we'll be back with Miss Brianna Burrell right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, sponsored by Robo Motors and Sylacauga Handicap. And just another great interview. Miss Brianna Burrell, Miss Alabama. Well, we've talked about a lot this morning, but we haven't talked about what's next in the Miss Alabama. In what is next for you?
Very exciting. So I will be competing and representing the state of Alabama at Miss America 2024. It'll be held in Walt Disney Theater in Orlando, Florida. So we are hashtag bringing back the magic. And those competition dates will be January 6th through the 14th. So it's coming very quickly, but all preparation has been a go since the day I put this crown on, and I'm ready and willing and so excited to be able to represent my state on that national stage.
I've got one more question for you, then we'll let you go. And this is my favorite question every week to ask the guest, because it's how they're prepared, what God has prepared in their hearts, that in your travels, like you said, you've traveled all over the state, you've met a lot of people, and it's only begun. I mean, you're in constant. You'll meet people that are struggling in many types of ways. Like I said, it can be financial, it can be health, it can be relationship. And there are people that are listening today that suffer from all of those. None of us are perfect. We all suffer for something. What is something you can tell those people that are listening to encourage them, that no matter what they're going through, God's still on the throne?
Yes, I would just have to refer to a lyric in one of my favorite songs right now. If you're not dead, God's not done.
Mm.
And it reminds me that life may get close to that, may get close to that death point or that dying point, but you're still breathing and you're still 6 feet above ground. So that means there's not an end to your story yet. And God is working and writing as this moment is going on right now, and he is going to finish it in a good, great way. So there are still things that have to come through you and come to you and come for you, because God works all things for our good. It may not feel like it in this moment, but I promise you, breathe just one more time. Step just one more time. go one more time. It's always in that one when you decide to try again. You just never know if that may be the moment that God is going to turn your story around.
Well, Miss Brianna, I was blessed to be able to meet you, but Camilla Friday, Miss Sylacauga Teen's been on the show. Miss Kaylee Thomas, second runner-up for Miss Sylacauga's been on the show. Miss Valerie Ogle, Miss Sylacauga's been on the show. And not just those three, but all the contestants, everybody, every young girl that was on that stage, the Lord couldn't have picked anybody better for them to look up to. So you were placed there for a purpose, and I see it already. It may have been just another MC event for you, but you've touched so many already.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that.
Well, as we close the show, do you mind if I say a prayer?
Oh, of course not. Go ahead.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, again, thank you for this child that you've blessed us with. Lord, I ask you to be with Brianna, Lord, that you will continue to guide her path, Lord, that you will protect her on every step, Lord, that you will just exalt her, Lord, and bless her beyond her imagination. God, as she prepares for the future, that you will open doors, Lord, and take her to places, Lord, that she never thought she would go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Miss Brianna, thank you for taking the time to stop by the studio. Yes. You are welcome anytime. Yes. And what I really need to do, I need to get a Christmas song that you've recorded. Yes. Have you recorded a Christmas song?
There's been a couple that I've recorded with my brother. He's also a singer, but I'm trying to work on my solo project too.
So. Well, you may have to send me one because I'm going to do a special Christmas show, and I have all kind of guests that have been on the show. I'll have some live singing coming in for that week.
Yes.
To be able to play on the show.
Yes, that'll be very exciting. I'm going to have to get that in the works.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you again for coming, Miss Brianna Burrell, Miss Alabama.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. It is game day. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank the Lord that he woke me up. Thank the Lord that those of you that are listening, God woke you up. He gave you another day to make a difference in the lives of those men and women, those people that he places in your path. We have another day to make a difference. You know, I'm reminded recently because of events, loss of a classmate, a sudden loss, illnesses in families, just reminders that this life is just temporary. So what is it that you're doing today? What is it that you can do today that it would be impactful and life-changing and contribute to your legacy? I know that's a lot, but this word temporary has really been heavy on my heart lately. Just so reminded of my own mortality in virtually the short span of life that each of us have. What a gift it is, but how often we take it for granted. So my brothers and sisters, get off the bench and get in the game. Today's game day, and we got another day to play, to get on the field, and to suit up. Life is just temporary. What are you going to do with this one and only precious life that God is giving you? Don't wait till tomorrow. There is no guarantee for tomorrow. Today. Temporary. Life is temporary. Get off the bench today.
Wow, it's been another great show. Thank you to Miss Miss Alabama, Brianna Burrell, coming and stopping by the studio and just blessing us. If you missed the interview, you can catch it tomorrow afternoon on Spotify. Just look up Mix Sunday Morning on Spotify. It'll be the newest upload that we have. Thank you to Robo Motors, Sylacauga Handicap for sponsoring the show. Brother Dickie Wright, I really appreciate it. And just pray that this show just continues to bless each and one of you who listens. I just want to echo the Suit Up Ministry minute of temporary, the word temporary, that this life is so precious and so quick. Take time to love your family. Take time to pick up the phone. We are in this age of everybody wants to text and not call, and nobody really wants to go knock on your family member's door to go in and see them. Let's make contact with people. Let's be the hands and feet of the Lord. And in this week, and instead of, like I said, instead of texting someone, instead of calling someone, go see someone you haven't seen for a while and sit down. It only takes a few minutes. And let's see what God can do in that conversation. Again, I really appreciate you listening. I'm blown away. I'm just blown away each and every week. Get ready, because as we go through this Thanksgiving season, this Christmas season, there's going to be a very special Christmas show. I'm not going to let anything get out. It's going to be kept quiet. And you'll be amazed at who's here and what we do, what's going to happen in the show. So pray about it. Have a great week, and just remember that word temporary. Our life is. So live your life to the fullest. God bless you. I really thank you again. If the Lord doesn't come back, I'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.